Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, locally and worldwide on the internet. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. I'm here at the Starbucks Coffee outside of it. Here in San Marco, Florida. The time right now is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Just to let you know, I've been in talks with WOKV 690 a.m. radio station here in Jacksonville with the Fox Network, and they like my radio shows. And in a few moments here, I'll be reading out of the Word of God, the King James Version of the Word of God. I'm a Christian, born-again Christian, with no reservations. I take a stand for God Almighty. Been on the air since 1999 in Los Angeles. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network, a Christian-based worldwide news network. You can call in live right now here to Blog Talk Radio at 347-633-9660. Down one first, 347-633-9660. Broadcasting here live worldwide on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, I'm on YouTube under my name, James Gregory. Also, Facebook, James W. Gregory Jr. Twitter, also I'm on at Gregory of News, at GREGORYOFNEWS. So like I was saying, I'm in talks with WOKV 690 AM radio station here in Jacksonville, and they're with the Fox Radio Network. I have a big meeting with them on Friday. I'm looking for advertisers with this station. Minimum sponsorship is $100 for two 1-minute commercials, advertisements of your company or product. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The one great thing about Blog Talk Radio, and I've had shows on Blog Talk Radio now since 2013, I schedule a show. And then I put in a secret code, and I can broadcast live worldwide right on my cell phone. This is a half-an-hour live show here on Blog Talk Radio. How do you feel? Do you believe that World War III has begun? It's not a good situation what's going on in the world today. And so anyway, I'm here broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, if you need to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999, www.quakemed.freeservers.com. That's spelled quakemed.freeservers.com. And, you know, God loves you. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I want to have a special shout out to these missionaries to Jerusalem. Stand by. Ramsey and Ruth Kamar, missionaries to Jerusalem, and their family. It's Ramsey and Ruth, Peter, Christy, and George. A special shout out to them. God bless you. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I take a stand. I love the Jews. I love the state of Israel. I love Christians. And, you know, the Abrahamic covenant is still in effect, ladies and gentlemen, and it will always be. I will bless, you know, God said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. Meaning, if you're for the Jews and the Christians and the state of Israel, you're blessed of God. But if you go against them, you are cursed of God. You know, I got to let people know. I got to let people know the truth. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. I'm glad you're listening. You know, God allowed me to start a church, Tribulation Baptist Church. And why do I call it Tribulation Baptist Church? Because I'm going through a lot of tribulation for the cause of Christ. Not easy to go through. But I'm not worried, because as the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Meaning, if you have God on your side, whatever we go through, as long as he's on your side, it doesn't matter what we go through. The Bible also says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, here in America, we've been really blessed of God. But Christians in other parts of the world are suffering martyrdom, extreme persecution. You know, we have to stand with those Christians and pray for them. And, you know, these ISIS terrorists, they are an evil organization. And they think they're going to get away with what they're doing. They're not going to get away with it with God Almighty. They will not be able to get away with it with God Almighty. You know, these people are evil, pure evil. And you know, the thing is, we can pray for them that they can repent. Now listen, the Apostle Paul, before his conversion, you know, he was a murderer. He gave his voice against Christians. He was a terrorist. Yes, he was. And then he got wonderfully saved. And God changed his life from the inside out. Now, you know, a lot of people say that the Apostle Paul was the greatest Christian who ever lived. You know, he gave himself totally to the Lord. Totally. And if you need to contact me after this half an hour live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMam70, you can on my cell phone. My cell phone number, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Job, chapter 1. Stand by. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Stand by. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." "But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide here on the internet. I'm reading out of the book of Job, chapter 1, in the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans have made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And Job said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. That was the book of Job, chapter 1, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, led of God. God called me to preach, and coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 with my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. Job went through a lot, ladies and gentlemen. He lost everything. But guess what? Still stood for God Almighty. Amen. Job had the right attitude. Today, I go to different churches here in the Jacksonville, Florida area, Mary Hill Baptist Church, Trinity Baptist Church, and other churches. And, how would Christians today here in America, in my estimation, Christians are very spoiled here in America. And, Job is an example that God has shown. He was a real person that went through a lot. He lost his family. He lost everything that he had. But he still loved God, no matter what. And the thing is, if you have God on your side, like I said earlier, if you have God on your side, that's all that matters. Believe me when I tell you. Hello. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, a lot of my Christian friends disagree with me in regards to something. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. You know, a lot of people on the internet, and I hope, you know, I hope it's not true, but a lot of people on the internet are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. You know, I pray for President Barack Hussein Obama that he does the right thing, but it doesn't seem like he's doing the right thing, you know. He sides with the enemies of Israel. He goes against Christians. Now, people have said he's a Christian, right? I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By the way, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that's how I believe. Man married to woman, having children. You know, sometimes satanic people, they'll take what I say and change things around to make it sound like I'm saying something that I'm not. You know, and I pray for these people that do that, that they'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God Almighty. You know, none of us are, you know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners, and God wants repenters. Repent means turn away from any wicked way in your life. Now, we as Christians, we're not perfect. We still make mistakes, but we, by the grace of God, by the power of God, we turn away from things that are not of God. And whenever we do sin, we confess our sins to God, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful. Yes, He is. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible for God to lie. Impossible for God to lie. Now, I can tell you who the liar is. Satan, he's real too. He's the father of lies. You don't listen to Satan. You listen to God Almighty. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm a preacher. I do a lot of street preaching. I preach on the internet, and I have a home church in my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. God is so good, He puts up. I say this to people all the time, honestly. God is so good, He puts up with me. That's how great God is. He's the greatest. I'm nothing. Anyway, I've been in talks with WOKV 690 AM radio station with the Fox Radio Network here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm going to have a meeting with them on Friday. I'm looking for advertisers, 2 1-minute spots, only $100 minimum. So if you have a company or a product or a church you would like to advertise on WOKV 690 AM, a big radio station here in Jacksonville, on my network, contact me 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in right now. There's a call-in number at Blog Talk Radio. Now, Blog Talk Radio, they're headquartered in the media capital of the world, New York City. But I'm broadcasting here from Jacksonville, Florida. It's a little bit overcast today. It's going to warm up, though. It's going to warm up here in the Jacksonville area. Call in right now to blogtalkradio.com, and my handle is QuakeMan70, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. And, excuse me, what time do you have, man? What time do you have?
10:20.
Thank you, 10 minutes left. Live half an hour or so. Thank you, sir. God bless you. And, ladies and gentlemen, hey, like I said, I'm in the process of getting on WOKV 690 AM with the Fox Radio Network. If you have a company or product or a church ministry you'd like to advertise, minimum $100. You can cut, if you advertise on my network, GNN Gregory News Network, on that big radio station, you can even come on my radio station, no extra charge for my broadcast. Okay. So consider it, pray about it, and My network, GNN, Gregory News Network, is a Christian-based worldwide news network. Stand by. Unless you repent, the Bible says, ye shall likewise perish. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Hey, a special shout out to Mile High Baptist Church in Denver, Colorado. Pastor Kerry Neufeld. I was in Denver for about 4 months, and then I came back here to Jacksonville. Currently, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. And so anyway, I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, GNN, Gregory News Network. And if you'd like to send me an email, you can, QuakeMan30@gmail.com, QuakeMan30@gmail.com. That's spelled QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. A special shout out to WOKV 690 AM radio station here in Jacksonville. I listen to that station all the time, and you know, it's a good station with the Fox Radio Network, and I have a big meeting scheduled with them on Friday, and so pray for me, and pray that everything goes well. I've been in contact with them, and I'll be at their radio station on Friday. Very soon, Easter is coming up, Resurrection Day. We as Christians, we celebrate Easter, the resurrection, and the Lord Jesus Christ. He is alive forevermore. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Some of my Christian friends differ from me. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. A lot of my Christian friends are pre-tribulationists. Well, I'm a post-tribulationist. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. Now, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to pass out a mark either on the right wrist or the forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, now the beast is another name for the Antichrist, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. I'm not going to take it. No way. No way. And if you don't take the mark, you won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to sell. You won't be able to live normally as you normally have. You'll have to trust God. No matter what, we go through as Christians, we have to keep trusting God. God never fails. He never fails. And we fail. God never fails. Big difference. I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, GNN, Gregory News Network. I'm James Gregory Jr. I've been on the air since 1999, and I take a stand for God Almighty with no reservations. I don't care what people say or think or, you know, lie about. You know, people, they can lie about me. They can defame my character. They can hate me without a cause. It doesn't matter. You know, I pray for those people that they'll repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. Because, you know, God gives us the oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. And one day, you know, we're all going to stand before God Almighty someday. And God knows our hearts. He created our heart. He knows everything. By the way, God knows everything. If you think you can fool God, You can't fool God. I can't fool God. Nobody can fool God. God knows everything. He knows everything, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, listen, I'm going to be wrapping up pretty soon of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/BreakMan70. And if you have any breaking news of any kind, you can contact me on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283, or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Talked about, I went through a big earthquake in Los Angeles. My wife and I, we got married January 7th, 94 in Los Angeles. 10 days later, the big Northridge earthquake happened. Hi, Pooch. Good dog. And I'm right outside of the Starbucks coffee here in San Marco, Florida, here in the Jacksonville area. And, well, listen, I'm glad you listened to this live broadcast. Now, later on, I will put my radio show up on my Facebook site and also on my Twitter site. So that way you can listen to it anytime you like, okay? And I'm still not feeling 100%. My right leg is still swollen. I've been not too long ago in a hospital. I could be borderline diabetic, so you keep me in your prayers. But as long as God has me here on this earth, I'm going to keep serving God no matter what. And now listen, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. No religion can save you, okay? And there's only one Holy Father. He's God Almighty. He's no Holy Father. He's an imposter. I pray for the Pope that he'll trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, ye must be born again. Got less about a minute to go of this live broadcast, and thank you very much for listening. And like I said, later on, I'll put it up on my Facebook site and also on my Twitter site, okay? And 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. And, okay, well, listen, wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen, and you have a great day wherever you are, worldwide, and a special shout-out to the state of Israel and to the Jews and to the Christians. I'm for you. I'm for the Jews. I'm for the state of Israel. I'm for Christians. I'm a Christian by the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay, wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor of GNN Gregory News Network. Also, I started a newspaper just recently here in Jacksonville, the Target of Jacksonville online Christian newspaper. Take care for now.